anything that's not on the agenda. Public can make that comment. Okay. Seeing as none, we'll move into item number two, which is going to be discussing the zone change of the Gibo. The residents, Gibo.
Gibo. Dave Gibo.
Okay.
My name is Tim Pack. I represent the Gibos. Would you like me to?
I would. I'd love you to come up and say and answer any questions for all the folks, and then I'll turn the time back over to the council after we do that.
Great. This is an application to rezone a 5-parcel acre located at 1680 West, 3000 South. It's a small section. There's a dumpster delivery business that is currently operating on the property. Out of the 5 acres, it takes that business portion takes up about 1 acre. The business is called Bumper Dump. All that it is used is to store waste disposal equipment. Containers, as you see right there. No waste is ever, recycling is ever transported on or off of the property. It's just to store equipment. There's one employee. He lives on the house with his family on this property. He drives the truck and delivers the equipment to different properties. No customers ever visit the property. It's really just him. As you can see from this photograph, it's a pretty nice, clean, organized property. I want to give you, council and the mayor, just a handout that I have. Rezoning this property from RA5 to commercial is in line with the objectives and purposes of the general plan and the land use plan. The general plan, Daniel, seeks to foster commercial development and strengthen the economic base of the town. This zone change does that. The general plan says that the town wants to concentrate commercial uses near the highways, and the Gibo property is located in this zone. The town has designated the Gibo's property and the surrounding property as part of the enterprise zone, and that's the first map on the handout. Red areas are the enterprise zone, and the Google aerial and back of that shows exactly where the property is, or on the western side of Daniel. On the enterprise zone, it was talked about at a council meeting on November 7th, 2016, and reading from that, says council member Blotter added that the boundaries of Daniel's enterprise zone were set in an area where the town officials felt commercial zoning would fit, even though it's currently RA5 zoning. Mayor Turner stated, as Heber has zoned the east side along this corridor of Highway 40 as commercial, he foresees the same thing happening on the west side within Daniel boundaries in the future. The town has placed the Gibo property within this red enterprise zone, and the town seeks to encourage economic growth in this particular area of Daniel. This is exactly where the town wants to encourage commercial uses. Recognizing this, the town has already started this process with the zone change of Mr. Bunker's property. And I read through the minutes of Mr. Bunker's property zone change, and it seems that the analysis and the decision was spot on there. We think that the general plan and the land use plan encourage commercial uses in this exact location. And given that this property and Mr. Bunker's property are so similar in size, location, and appearance, it would just make sense to do the same thing here. We think we've laid out a responsible way, a low impact use for this property. It fits within the character of the surrounding properties. Again, it's just really just storing equipment. And from the second page on I gave you, the storage of property and equipment is common in this area. As I said, there's a single family residence out front. 3000 South is a street capable of handling commercial traffic. There won't really be an additional burden on traffic because no customers ever visit the property. There won't be a burden on fire, rescue services like that. We think that Bumper Dump offers a valuable service to the community, to the local builders, providing a local place to obtain trash and disposal recycling services. You know, we suspect that because this is in the enterprise zone, and that because the general plan says that commercial uses are going to be at the where the quarters of the highway are, this is a chance for the town to plan responsibly and not just leap into zoning changes with big commercial uses that have a lot of impact. This is a very small, low-impact commercial use. So we think this is would fit really well within that sort of long-term goal of transforming this area to maybe more commercial. In our letter to the council, you know, we also said even though we think the property is really well taken care of, you know, the Jeebles have offered to erect a privacy fence. In our letter, we've attached some photos that show some examples of that. So in sum, I think the application checks all the right boxes that the council is looking for, that the general plan is looking for to rezone the property. I think this will be a good and positive use for the town. If anybody has any questions, I'm here. Ben's here, works for the company to answer any questions.
Yeah, let's turn on the public first, if the public has any comments on the issue. Council, do you have any questions for this matter? I would probably bring up that, according to me, with enterprise zones, lots of properties in enterprise zones are not businesses. Certainly doesn't grant any type of zoning whatsoever. It just happens to mean it's zoning. I mean, I'm asking if you kind of understand. I don't know how well you do understand. I'm in one of my own business, and about 8 years for our accountants to understand how those really work in the state, working them out.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know, the council, you know, we'd have a 20-year plan. I know you've gone over that, and I've gone through the minutes. If you went through the minutes, you probably heard that there's some an idea that we had on, we have two areas in our town that we could expand commercially. One would be across the street from something that's big and commercial, which would be the county service building. You notice that anything that either was made commercial and taken back and or made commercial was across the street, all commercial or industrial, was actually all industrial. So mirroring across the street is really quite important for the town and things, and not just to have one leg going one way or the other. I'll also respond by the other area, which is Mill Road, that does have one lot that is across from Heber City. Was owned also commercial that you're aware of, I'm sure. Very odd lot, got put together and realigned. It's one of the goals of probably all municipalities to realign lots. Is one of the keys, and also knowing our 20-year plan. So that would be what my understanding is, as especially on the enterprise zone, that has nothing to do with zoning as far as should or shouldn't be. It's a projected plan that may or may not be, and that's what it was back when it was applied 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm not here to say that because it's been in the enterprise zone, there's an automatic right to rezone. I'm just merely making the point that that combined with the general plans, basically saying, here's where we plan for commercial uses to go. We understand we're a growing city, and this is how we're going to grow. They're going to grow at these areas, and yeah, there's no automatic right to rezone, and you know that doesn't mean that can't be changed in the future. We understand that. But it seems that especially with Mr. Bunker's zone change, like this is where the council and the town have sought to start that process. So if we think this is really close to the highway, other commercial uses, this is appropriate to zone, start changing some zoning in this area, if it makes sense.
And you may or may not be aware, there was a zone change and then take it back out of zone change down the road, which would be
I did see that
farther down, not farther up, but farther down.
Farther to the west, and I maybe through that application or just let it lapse or something. Okay.
That would be my comments. Does the council have any comments?
Well, I just want to be clear, and I was at the meeting, the combined meeting, public meeting, but there was nothing in our that they could do a conditional use or anything. Eric, this is a question for Mr. Bunker.
No, we don't have that smoke. No,
nothing.
Okay. And RA5.
Any other comments?
I just have a comment. We have the plan for the business, what's the plan for the house?
To leave everything the way it is right now.
Okay, you may not be aware that when you change the use, the house no longer is in a RA zone. The house can't stay. So you're changing the use from residential to commercial. Now you changed the use of the property. I don't know that if that's been, I was actually gonna reach out, but you're represented, but, so this is obviously the place to bring it up, you're represented. Have you?
Is that in the code or in the general plan?
If you change the use of a property in a zoning?
Yeah, cause it's my understanding that even a property zoned as commercial can have a residential use on that property. That's my understanding.
As long as that is a continued use. You're looking at changing the use on the property to commercial. You're putting a commercial operation on this property. That's where, on property you get zoned, the council can change zoning wherever they want in the town. It's when the use changes, that's when the regulations start to come in. So what you're doing here is you're taking a residential lot, you're changing it to commercial. Now we have issue because houses aren't allowed in commercial zone. I haven't heard, I mean, it becomes an office, maybe. It does something, it doesn't remain a house. So I don't know, I haven't heard the plan for that, so that's my question.
And again, it's I have to go back with the code, but it was my understanding that a residential use can continue on a commercial property. A property that's zoned commercial, you have a house there, you can have people living in it.
That's a true statement until you change the use to commercial. As long as the zoning doesn't matter. It's a continued use at that point. But as soon as you change the use, then that's when it becomes an issue. So I don't know.
How did it work with your place?
I haven't changed the use.
You haven't changed the use.
Right. So the zoning got changed, but the use is still residential. I haven't changed the use. The second I change the use into a commercial operation, that goes away.
Well, then why don't we just look at doing that, changing the zoning and not the use?
Because that business won't have it.
In the zoning.
Right. That business is out of compliance.
I thought we read in there that there was services were part of the use.
In the commercial?
In the commercials, or in the non-commercials.
Well, I mean, if you want to, again, it's my understanding that the code says something different, and if that's in mind, just put this on hold for 10 minutes and proceeding with the rest of your agenda, and we can go out and talk and come back. Is that something we could do?
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring anything on.
Oh, no, that's yeah, I appreciate that.
So our options is to continue, certainly be going to talk, and we'll finish up the next item. Might be a minute, might be an hour, I don't know, but we would, after we finish that item, we would certainly have you back in.
I appreciate that, thanks.
Yeah, question. If they were to use part of his home as a business office for that business, could that work?
That's what I'm saying, I don't know what happened to the home.
Right, and we could turn it into just the office.
Yeah.
The house.
But then you have an office, you don't have a home.
But can you have a, what do they call it, on-site, someone that stays there full-time to for caretaker?
Really what he is being there.
I don't know. I don't know that question.
Yeah.
I don't know if that qualifies.
I would think that would be the road that we would want to head down.
But it's definitely an issue to certainly discuss for sure.
Yeah, so let's take a couple minutes to look at that, and we'll come back in.
Fine with council?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, a few minutes. That was item number two, which brings us to item number three, business licenses. I believe they're also on that. We'll move into item number four, and we'll skip item three, and continue item two. And we'll be at item number four, which would be the Web Trust subdivision application. I know you've been here a few times, and usually each time someone comes up, we'd love someone to just start off to maybe refresh your memory or refresh anything you said, or does anyone want to speak? And your name for the record.
My name is James Dahl. I've been working with Mel McQuarrie on developing the plans for the subdivision. We've submitted for preliminary approval. We went to the planning commission. We received approval there with some conditions. Since that meeting, we have gone back. We modified the plans according to the recommendations given by the city engineer. And tonight, we're here seeking final approval, your approval for Town of Daniels. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Does the public have any questions or comments with regards to this issue? Okay. So I do know that it was passed to us with conditions. And do you feel you've met all those conditions as of this evening?
I believe we have, yes.
Okay.
We've given the plans back to TO Engineers, waiting for their reply. I haven't received their reply yet, but I believe we have gone through their list and addressed their concerns.
Good. Well, Ryan always gets involved in all the meetings and things, and so I just wanted to know where your mind was as far as the process.
Right.
Great. Any other questions? If not, Ryan, ask you your opinion on this particular portion of it, if there are anything still remaining, or and this might, I don't know if you both need to be there together, but it's probably going to go back and forth maybe a little bit, just depending on if there is or isn't something left to do.
So I guess on my opinion, we did get the plans last week. I have not gone through everything to verify. I got the email that has a response to every one of our comments. I haven't gone through the plans to verify everything. Eric and I have chatted. I think there's a few questions, a few tweaks, additional tweaks that might be needed before I would say they're 100% good. So if the council would like to move this application forward and approve it, I would recommend a condition that, you know, the conditions from the original letter from TO Engineers are satisfied to the planning and engineering director.
So right now, we assume and think they are, but we haven't verified they are, so we could just, as a council, look at this matter, and if they were, then that could move forward.
So I think the remaining items are relatively minor. The 1.65 or 1.56, the biggest issue Eric and I talked about was the way the right-of-way is described and dedicated. We'll want to make sure that that's done, as Eric and I have discussed, that it's dedicated as a public right-of-way. So it's a private road built, private road built to a public standard within a public right-of-way. So it's a private road that the...
And that's done around the valley.
The subdivision would maintain, but it's done in a public right-of-way, so we have access to the water line. That's probably the biggest issue that we looked at, that I'd like to look at a little further. And then there was other items on the list that I haven't gone through the plans in detail and verified. Okay. I'm not doubting what James said, that he's corrected everything, and he may well be right. But I would appreciate it if the motion just said satisfied with that list, so that if there is something, we can go back and make that correction. But at this point, I don't see anything major. Like, it shows three lots and there's supposed to only be two. It would be fairly minor technical issues that we would want corrected.
Okay.
We have no objection.
And so all of the what I saw on the let's call it a driveway. I forget the exact wording, but did you just say you have no issue dedicating that to the town as far as that strip all the way from end to end?
No, we've got that written in the dedication for that to be deeded to the town. But when I was going through preparing this plat, I knew there'd have to be some sort of additional wording because it is a private road.
Well, that's what we're going to discuss right now. That's probably one of the few things that might still be left with regards to the wording of that road. The dedication is certainly important. The wording is important too, to make sure that someone down the road doesn't take that wording as some other representation other than what it is. I would like to see it probably as a public road of some sort, but we know it's only for three homes that are going back there currently. But I know public is not what those three folks probably want to hear. But it would be the town's road, so if and when development happened down the road, that would be town road.
Correct, and that's why we extended the right-of-way. On our preliminary plan, we stopped the right-of-way there just a little bit past the north line of lot 3, but we went back and we extended it all the way to the south so that in the future, if that road does need to go through, that the right-of-way would be there.
And that was big, I really appreciate that, and that was really important for any that might happen, who knows when, back factor. Is that name, you know, a private lane or private road or a named road? How do you feel about that, or your applicants?
We can name it?
Well, it's not as much named as the parcel name right now is private road, is it a private road?
Yeah, it shows on the plat a 50-foot right-of-way, and then on the drawings it says private road.
Right.
And the discussion that came up Friday was, do we want it to say private road, or do you want it to just say road, or do you want it to say public road? And I think that's a product of us not having, you know, this is done all over the valley and all over the state, but we don't do it every day, and so what do we want it to say, and what makes it the most, you know, most clear for
right.
us? I think the intent, my understanding from previous meetings and talking with the engineers, the intent is clear that it's a 50-foot public utility easement and road for the town, dedicated to the town, and then a private road built within that 50 feet for these three homes that may stay that way forever, and it may turn into a bigger road at some point in the future, in a year or in 100 years.
Right. You know, we don't know. Got a name already.
So,
it might be good, it might be bad.
So that's, this parcel will be dedicated to the town?
Yes, okay. We've changed it from a public land to right-of-way, and we'll be that to the town.
So it says public right-of-way, and I haven't read the dedication to make sure that right-of-way is dedicated to the town, but
if we could just put a road on that.
Okay, so it says saying public or private, just say road?
Road, that doesn't make it public that people think they're going to turn on a public road or whatever road. I mean, you can have your own little, I mean, there's some other signs that people, I think, put up that aren't really town signs, but I don't know, a little name for their road. Is that okay with you guys? It was
yeah.
just road?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think that that would be mentioned in the motion to correct that that's on the plot map, but other than that.
I would appreciate that direction.
Any other questions from the public or anybody else for either of these two smart
individuals?
Can
we call it Webway Road?
Right now, I've got to call the.
We're going to call it road, leave a blank right before it, and we'll be able to talk about that.
Right now, I've got to call Web Lane just on the plans,
oh.
whatever name you want.
So.
So the other thing I saw on there that we talked about for planning meeting was irrigation facilities that aren't shown on the plat. So they were going to draw those in. They're also not on the email comments, but that was brought up in the meeting, and Mel said he'd put those on.
Communicated down to me. So,
so the motion was that there's irrigation lines that go through the currently run through the property that are existing.
And
buried underground, and to show those on the plot so that future owners would know or have some idea where they're digging.
Is there a dedicated easement for those right now? Or
I think it's a prescriptive.
In the interest of not making this meeting go all
right
night.
Down the middle.
Yes, there
he
is.
He knows where it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Going right down the middle of the
yeah.
property.
I would suggest you survey the risers and show that as the existing irrigation line.
Yeah.
There is absolutely a prescriptive easement. And there's a whole history about how we got to where we got on those easements and what the irrigation company did and didn't do.
For tonight,
in the interest of these lots, there's a water line that runs down the middle of Lot 2. It would be really helpful if the people that bought Lot 2 saw that on the plot.
Well, then I think that we don't really need to identify how it gets to the other two lots.
Yes, but that's, I talked with Mel about that, and he was
okay.
going to add that to the plans, but it was... that comes off of that and goes up the PUE.
Okay.
That's what you talked about.
All right.
And there was a discussion whether you wanted to, right now, right here, we need to get irrigation to these two lots. Yeah, right these ones.
Was there one?
We could either do it on the road or you could do it over here.
Was there two hydrants or three, one at the end or not at the end, just two every so many?
I showed two on my plan.
Two.
You got one out there to.
Is there one before the don't recall that there's one in the middle of three lots.
How far is it? It's 200.
I'm sure it'd be approved from
I'm
prior.
Sure.
It's 740 feet, so two hydrants would put one every 400 feet.
Yeah,
one at the end or very near the end, and then one about in the middle.
Where they start. Where the lots are.
Yeah. So about 400 feet and about 800 feet would be our standard spacing.
Yeah, I saw two on my plan. but I think we should probably show the lot, the irrigation line, how it gets to the other lot.
Yes, I would have known that.
I know, it's just a line for you, place to drag.
No, we talked with Mel about that, maybe not with James, but they know where the line is. I don't hear any objections other than it needs to be a condition again, as you mentioned. In James' defense, I suspect it wasn't in the TO letter, it was a motion at the council meeting, and I think he addressed everything in the letter. And thought that was everything, but missed the motion because I didn't amend the letter after the meeting.
Okay, so Ryan, with a few things that we're bringing up, would you, does it satisfy you to say some of the things that aren't quite done, that our motion be fairly simple and say once they're satisfied that it can move on to Mylar? Or things such as the the irrigation and any other issues? I guess I'm just trying to figure out a motion that might be fairly simple. I don't make the motion, but it could be complicated. Or it could be simple. If we can satisfy your side of things and Eric's side of things for planning, and they're very minimal things, then I see that we move forward on them from the Mylar standpoint. It still needs to be signed off fully.
Right.
The only thing I don't know, when he spoke, he was asking for final approval. We're not at final yet, are we?
It's called approval?
Yeah.
I mean,
the Mylar still got to come back to be signed.
It's the approval from the council, and then we go back to the Mylar, and then all those people on there still have to sign it and get opportunities to say, hey, wait a minute, what happened to the irrigation easements that we talked about?
Okay, so it's not a final, it's just approval.
There's
to build the Mylar, right?
It's the council approval, but then we have all the, we have the Mylar steps before we're ready to record it.
Okay, so it still goes to the county, is that correct?
Yeah, it goes to all those entities. Every one of those title blocks has to review it and sign it.
Okay.
Or not.
Or not.
Case maybe.
Okay, all right, it's a first step.
It is the next step, how about that?
Okay.
And so as far as that easement, Mayor, you asked, a motion that would be fairly simple. If the council is interested in approving it, I think you could make the motion with a final review of engineering and final review and approval of engineering and planning. If you were interested in denying it, I don't know that, engineering and planning's reviews would be relevant. And if you continued it, obviously, we would work with the applicant to get those changes done either way.
I don't know that we need to continue unless the council does. I think we've seen it. I think planning's seen it. Went through and mitigated some of the issues we had a little earlier in the game and stuff. So if there's no more questions from the public, the chair would entertain a motion.
I think I might have one. Okay. I make a motion to approve the Webb subdivision with the following conditions. We need to change the verbiage on the dedication of the right-of-way. We're going to change it to a public right-of-way or road. Okay. And we also need to add on the plat the existing irrigation facilities. And then that's it.
Any other engineering?
And then final review of engineering and planning.
Perfect. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Discussion?
I'll third it. No.
Any discussion amongst ourselves? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah.
Good job. That was a lot of work.
The Mylar is in motion. So. Thank you.
Ronald Adams?
Yeah, I got three.
Okay. I probably
already got all. So to do the Mylar, whatever this thing is, do we have to come back again?
Not to us. That Mylar is just a sheet of paper that's going to go around to the county, the fire, all the different municipalities. I think he's the lieutenant governor, and then they'll come back to me, and I'll be the last signature on it, and I'm going to ask him, is everything done? And he says, everything's done. It's like, there goes the signature. So that's how that works.
We're done with public hearings.
Okay.
You can go relax and enjoy it. Don't come back if you don't want to.
You're welcome to go.
If you want to, you're welcome to come.
Okay.
Since item number two is not back yet, we will proceed on to item number five.
Thanks for all your hard work.
I did, only because it did come back, we were two licenses right after, since they might be tied to a license. I guess we can skip, just leave that license out.
Yeah, we got some folks here for license.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. I'll take back everything I said, and we're going to go back to item number three, the business licenses.
You want to do the renewals first?
Sure.
Simple enough.
Housekeeping by Daniel, or excuse me, housekeeping by Don, tender touch massage. Those renewals. Council have any question, or have you had any complaints or anything?
No complaints.
Is that a motion to renew for those renewals then? General intent motion for them?
I'll make a motion that we approve the renewal license for the housekeeping by Don, tender touch massage.
A motion to approve with renewals? Is there a second?
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Business license renewed, passes. The new one would be High Mountain Waste Management and Guy's Services. You guys?
Nope.
Nope. Do you guys have any for that business?
For which one? High Mountain?
Yeah.
That's.
Right, that's what I was going to wait till.
Right, but we have Megan's here.
Yeah, Megan's here, and then he's also here, so.
Which name was that?
The guy, neither one of them, because they're both new coming in tonight.
Okay.
The Guy's Services, she said she was going to be here, obviously not here.
So who do we got here?
Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right, come up and introduce her. Put your name for the record, and then, so are you with Guy's Services, or you have your own separate new one?
No, I am.
Okay, all right, I get it straight, I had a little mixed up.
Guy's Services is not here.
Oh, she could, you know, you're out of business.
I'm Megan Lee. I'm just wondering if I can get a business license. I do permanent makeup. So I'm trying to get into a salon, but I've talked to a few. They won't hire me without a business license, so I'm trying to get one so I can get into a salon. Here's my certificate if you need to see it.
And I assume you have facilities at your place that you can do in a room that meets the state requirements for the staring, you know, the cleaning?
Yeah, so my goal is to get into a salon somewhere in Heber. But there is a possibility that I could do some in Daniels at 2981 South Daniels Road.
But the point is to get the license so you can go off and do
right.
And help your career going that way.
Right, I just want to be covered for the whole county.
Council or official?
It's a good.
I really gave it to me.
Does council have any questions for Megan?
So you're just doing this. You just want to get a business license if you're working in Heber.
Right. I just wanted to be covered for the whole county. I talked to Michelle and she was like, "You should go talk to Mary." So.
Because the Daniel license is only going to cover Daniel. You realize that you'll have to go to Heber if you're working in Heber to get a license.
Okay. And I'm, well, that was my question. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And you may or may not ask them in different municipalities because there has been some changes in the last few years on that kind of stuff. So.
Okay.
But the salon won't hire until she has a business license. Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't really know what to do. They don't care where you're at. But.
So you're really not looking at putting in a home business.
No.
Not really. Okay.
Would this be on site? You go to the.
She's trying to get a salon.
Okay.
But once you have a license, you go to the salon. Yeah.
So it's a new step they have.
Catch 22?
It is, yep. And so there's a lot of people that get the license in the town for that very reason. Is there insurance? You have to be licensed.
Absolutely.
So they have to produce a license.
And what was the name of your business?
Just Sprouts by Megan.
I'll make the motion to approve the business Browse by Megan.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Happy business license.
There you go.
Make 60.
Okay. Pay now or?
Okay. So I would like to bring back the people that were going to be here just to explain their business a little bit.
Wait, do you want this other one?
Another new one. You bet, absolutely.
You want this?
I have a home moving company. And
your name for the record.
Oh, Johnny Young. Wait, I have a home moving company, move mobile homes, pre-manufactured and HUD homes. And currently just have an office in my house. I store everything in Camas. Mr. Northern Tim has offered me a place to put an office out there at 3650 East South, Highway 40. So I just want to get a business license to put my office out there.
Okay. And now that's a propane or right next to it out there. There's one structure, two structures?
There's two structures, and he's got the Outback Rentals. The Wasatch Back Rentals.
And said you're together. Come again. Say your name also.
Lloyd Worthington. I own Wasatch Back Rentals out at the old propane place.
Okay.
I have plenty of office space in the main building. So I offered John that he could take a section for a desk to make his office.
Okay.
In the building.
It keeps my customers from if they want to come to my office, coming to my house.
Smart. Eric, is there any issues from a...
I think we did the parking plan for yours. How much of an impact are you expecting with this one? That would be, the parking matrix really would be...
It's based on square footage of the office, so if we're not adding square footage, it probably doesn't change the parking.
Probably still cover that.
Okay. And so the type of work besides moving, are you going to be rebuilding, tearing down? Or are you just going to be bringing in and calling off, or what?
I'll just be using an office there.
And a desk and a computer and such.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
I just need an office to meet with people and for my employees to come pick up their paychecks.
I'm sure they'll be there on time or the day before.
That's good to have an office. But.
Great. Does council have any other questions for them? And what's the name of that business?
A&I Mobile Home Towing LLC.
A&I.
Correct. Mobile Home Towing LLC.
Okay, I make the motion to approve A&I Mobile Home Towing LLC's business license.
Okay. We have a second?
Also.
We have a second. Any discussion on that building, business license? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Welcome to the business license.
So, Eric Ryan, is his just 60 because he's on, or is it 75?
I would assume we're subletting, right?
Yeah,
correct.
We're subletting.
So, isn't it still less for the two, isn't it?
What's that?
60.
It's a $60.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's all under the...
So 60 for the license.
Can I bring a checkbook with me?
Okay. You
so
can
I
just stop by.
Can I stop by in the morning and bring
you
it?
Bet.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank
see
you.
See you in the morning. Thank you.
Yeah. That's all right. Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Sorry about the scribbles. Oh, got a hold of it.
You're good.
Thank you.
Did we have one more business license for the guys?
The gal never showed up.
Okay.
So we're postponing that till next month.
Okay, I want you to.
Yes, I would like a motion to continue on the guy services, yes.
Okay, I make a motion that we continue to the October meeting guy services license.
And then if you'll just initial.
I second that.
So a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Okay. I have one question to ask for a state license. Do they want my contractor license number?
Business license is continued until next month, so
okay.
I hope they'll be here in person to explain what that business might entail. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I made a motion to continue. I made the motion.
Thank you.
And then I seconded it.
Services to the
yep. Unanimous.
And then we have the High Mountain Waves.
We will put you back in the spotlight if you'd like to come up.
I appreciate that. Oh, man.
We're going to go back to item number two first of all. So we just finished business licenses. We did not talk about that business license. So we're back to item two, which would be the zoning change.
Thanks, we discussed it at length, discussed with some decision makers, and so one thing we didn't know was possible, I think, looking at Dakota and see if this was possible, to do a partial rezone of the property. They only use about 1 to 2 acres for the commercial use, and I couldn't find anything in the code which prohibited or permitted a partial rezone of a single property, kind of cut the property in half. Want the front half with the house is residential, the back half is commercial, kind of keep some of it as residential. If not, then they would like to proceed with the zone change request, and they will make up the plans, I think, for the house. I didn't know what would be more attractive to the community or to the council.
So there is, we do have parcels that have different zoning, however, you can't access commercial for residential. So it sounds like that's just not going to work for what you guys want.
And I mean, we'd have to look at the property and maybe we can table this, we might be able to.
South Road to that map area.
Separate entrance or something for the residential, separate entrance for the commercial.
We got a continue or we got a vote, depending on where you want this to go tonight, and so I think that council would certainly entertain a continue if you feel that's best. If you want to go for the vote, we'll put it to the vote, and then you can, once again, go either direction that you want to do.
Okay. Well, it's actually that it's possible, and maybe just a little bit of direction from the council, what would be, you know, a little more attractive, because we probably need a survey to kind of bring back a map to show you exactly where the zone, we're proposing a zone change or something like that. But that's just more complicated and not as attractive to the council.
Yeah.
We'll go through the work. We'll do that.
It's 585. So there's another twist to that. In our code, it says for properties that have multiple zoning, the planning commission actually has the authority to say which zone controls that. So
it has to go back to, do we kick it back to planning then?
It would, but I don't know how that, if you change, right, I'm not, because we don't have overlay zone. If there was an overlay zone, this would be simple, but right. We don't have the overlay zone.
But I guess that's another complication. So
yeah,
I would say let's put your faith in these good people and
yeah,
ask for a zone change.
Okay.
Nice.
Any other comments from anybody else? To the time over the council now. Any questions amongst ourselves? Discussion amongst ourselves? Comments made? If not, shall I entertain a motion?
Make a motion to continue the Ewald application.
Okay, make a motion to continue. Second. If not, that motion does not carry, and the chair will entertain a second motion. Before I do that, we have a second on the first motion.
I'll second the first motion.
So we have a first and a second in discussion with regards to the motion to continue.
Yeah, I think that they've indicated they don't want to continue.
They don't
want to
vote
on the
document.
Take back the second and or change it or no? Well, you have a motion
change
to
change it to
you just want to, if you want to change it, just withdraw your motion and then make it.
Okay, I withdraw the motion.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn and the second would be withdrawn amongst it.
Motion that to grant the zone change.
Okay.
On changing the residential area of the house, if that does pass through.
Could you be a little clearer on your motion?
Okay. Make a motion that we grant the zone change from residential to commercial upon the condition that the house will no longer be a residence, but could be used for an office.
Okay, so we have a motion that says that make the zone change, and if that is made, the house would not be an existing structure for a family dwelling. It would be used as an office. Is that what your motion is?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it just to discuss.
Okay, we got a second, and open up for discussion. Any discussion amongst the council?
Yeah, if we put, this is just the vote for the zone change, there will be other issues that come in if it's an office for a house, so I don't think we should include that in a motion for the zone change, because there will be other items that come.
They're automatic.
Right, parking matrix, all the different things for the office and the requirements. ADA comes into the office. All those different regulations go into an office. It would be more consuming than just a zone change.
Okay, I withdraw the motion. Make a motion that we do the zone change from residential to commercial.
Okay. Back to motion has been drawn previously, and the motion on the table now is change the property from RA5 to commercial. Is that the motion?
Yes.
Any second. Call for one more second. If none, motion will fail. The chair will entertain another motion. Seeing there's no second, we'll move on. I will continue on. Is there another motion to be made from the council?
I make a motion to deny the zone change.
That's the motion. So we have a motion to deny the zone change. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. Any discussion?
I think that the discussion on that is that we had neighbors that came into the public hearing.
Yeah, we did.
And that lived right next door, but definitely opposed this being a commercial operation.
We did.
Yeah. And that's why they have the right to apply. I think they have the right to their property rights also. And then we're going to change the use.
And, okay. Any other discussion? We have a first and a second to deny or to keep the property in RA5 and deny the rezone. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed. So,
property zone change was denied. 3-1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that takes care of. Number two, zone change back to High Mountain Waste. They just left, so I assume to continue that as well.
Motion to deny that license, actually.
I second that.
We got a motion to deny, and we got a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
And so, just quickly before we leave that, did they submit an application?
Item number 5, discussion of acquisition of Daniel Watershed. So we moved a foot forward last time and thought if we could find some out there that we might discuss it. I have heard some for around 25.
I saw some in the paper for 3,900.
39. I've seen some for 3. I don't know if the 25s are still around, I don't know if the 3s are, but are we interested in the next little while to contact somebody and with, is there a proper way to go about that?
Well, I think people will approach the town. I think we're going to have Sherry check to see if we had monies for purchasing water.
That actually came, I remember the discussion kind of came out there, but then it didn't, no direction.
Would that be out of the water fund?
I think that's
what it would come out?
Is that what we decided it'd come out of?
That or possible generals?
I know, I should bring the PGIS statements, and I will to the next meeting. I thought about this meeting, but I...
If you'd also email them to me too, yeah, I have to see it for a while a bit.
Yeah, I can email them to you. There are funds. I don't know how much you want to keep on hand or how much you want to spend, but there are funds.
Question.
And that's why we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I know that we have some folks that are looking at selling some shares that have contacted me regarding...
I think my son would sell a share too, yeah.
And I also have a letter in reference to shares.
Yeah.
Has it, someone wanted, it got sent to you?
Because he has the one.
Right, and that's what the problem we have is with the adjudication coming up, people are starting to say, what do I do with my shares?
Yeah.
And
somebody would actually come and offer him some, he might sell it. Because he has a couple of...
It's hard to say.
You never know with him, I know. Listen to what I ask him.
I know him. But we do have some folks that are interested, and with the adjudication coming, I believe, I mean, it only makes sense to me that the irrigation company is going to haircut the people that aren't using it.
I will email you those, all the PTRF. Actually, the ones for the end of August probably would be out yet, so by next week I can email you.
So is that where those funds will come from, PTIF? So I think we need to be on board right now as these shares become available. We need to, with our wells that we have, transferring those shares in.
Do we have a number we want to start with, dollar amount?
Well, I think Ryan talked about how much we'd need a build-out. And so that would give us a number of how many acre feet we would need.
Okay.
If everything was divided at build-out. And I think that was a number that we need to kind of look at. That could all change with the new council and smaller zoning. But at RA5, we can look at what we need.
We should have that. I mean, before we need to look.
Yeah, so I think that would give us an idea of how many, and I don't even know how many shares there are in the area. I know that they're being moved out of the area. I think we ought to be a viable option to keep them in the area.
How can they move them out of the area when they told everybody 20 years they can't move them out of the area?
I think there was a legal opinion on that. I'll have to get it right.
And I've heard that too, back away. But they still been hanging on to the other side. Anyway, moving on that.
I've heard both legal opinions. And right now, I've seen irrigation companies win, and I've seen irrigation companies lose. So I don't know.
Maybe if you email me those, I can communicate with the council on a dollar amount that we might want to pull out of one of the categories that we just approved for budget purposes. And then, you know, at the end would be as we can adjust or amend the budget on that line item for out of the water. It may not have to.
Is that how we would do that? We'd have to move it into the budget, amend the budget for purchase of water?
At the end of the year, at the end of next year?
Well, that's probably have to do a...
I say only if we went over that budgetary amount. That's the only time we need to amend it. Well, or that line item.
I think we're able to move out of the PTIF and move them.
We would just move the out of PTIF into our general fund.
Right.
From that standpoint, I agree. Just from that to general, I guess looking for the mechanism once the dollar amount to.
Don't know that we need to do a public hearing for that.
No.
To amend the budget. Well, we do to amend the budget. That's why I think you can do it without amending the budget.
I was just thinking at the end of the year, if we went over on this budget, then we would still be able to
Okay.
So this is very basic math for the purposes of tonight, buying shares. The town is roughly 5,000 acres. At one home for 5,000 acres, you know, one home for 5 acres translates to an 800 gallons a day, which is what the old water rights were saying, translates to about 800 acre feet that we would need. And we currently have just under 300. So in terms of buying one share or 10 shares, they're about a quarter acre a piece. We could buy a lot of shares to get 300, 800.
Yeah, they're about a quarter. Right?
They're roughly a quarter. Yeah. So all this is very rough and approximate, but the, you know, to answer your question, do we need to buy one or 10 or... We're ultimately going to need a lot. So if we were to buy 10, the odds of us overbuying are very low.
Okay. So that would just
and
drive,
I'll verify that math tomorrow.
That would drive us, I mean, taking generally what you said, then we would just have a dollar amount and each.
And I don't see the town going out and saying we're buying water, but we are, I think if somebody's willing to sell, we are a willing buyer.
I would agree with that.
I don't see us out getting people just to... But I think
go soliciting, no.
Right.
But people,
right.
And would we want to come up with an amount that as a council to?
I think the market will dictate, but I'm thinking anywhere from 25 to 3.
And I would be in that range too, because over all the years they fluctuated. No, probably no lower than 25, and no more than 35.
Right.
So 25 to 3 from the town with this adjudication, that would be a fair pocket to.
I think people will get whatever they can out of it. I mean, that's the goal. So, you know the ones that are used, that are on for 39?
Do I know them?
The ones that are on for 39 have been there a long time.
They have been there for a long time. They've been in the paper for quite a while when I look.
So when you look at that, it's like, okay, so it's not there.
It's that water guy.
Somewhere now. And I don't even get into the price, really, where I am. I don't know what price is in here to go for. So I just see that. 25 and 3.
And so would the council like, I mean, how would we let people know that we would be interested in and or, I know a couple of people now I can contact, I'm sure everybody else may have a person share something, but when that comes up, I would want to be somewhat consistent on the price, just so, you know, I mean, if we're buying apples, I don't know if we're going to pay Johnny 3 and Freddie 2500 and the next day Johnny says, why didn't you give me that?
Well, most people don't think about it until the assessments come through. They're like, what am I doing with this?
So I'm all in favor of picking up shares, and if we want to make a motion this evening to do so, if they're available when they come up, whether they're presented to any of us, maybe there should be a person to please give them to Mary, the clerk, as far as
that's what I would think, that she would be.
So get the anybody in front of you, and you can send an email out to all of us and say so-and-so is offering them and such, and we can do a phone call amongst ourselves.
Well, and charity wouldn't have to become the check.
Absolutely. So, and then from a water transfer, that's sort of the easy part.
How do you see that process going, charity? Is it fast? Is it slow?
Oh, to get a transfer from PPIM, just a phone call.
Is it?
Yeah, just it happens really fast.
So realistically, if we have somebody come into the office and say, I have 5 shares to sell, what is the turnaround we're looking at to have?
To have them the money?
Yeah.
Next day.
So that's pretty fast. That's way faster than I thought it'd be.
They put that right in.
So I'd sign a check or whoever will sign 2 checks and it's out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I make the recommendation too that we end up getting a safety deposit box. I know we've talked about it, but if you're going to have certificates for shares, probably could have.
We already have one. Oh.
We talked about it, but it was never done.
I thought we had one. I thought.
No. Make a motion that
it was discussed.
Invested, I guess, security box or
lock box.
Yeah, lock box.
Pack and Martin.
Do we need a closed session next month to talk about how much you know, we would be willing to pay to authorize somebody to pay up to X for? I mean, I don't think we want to do this open discussion because anyone who's smart can watch the video and ask for that dollar.
So we can go. That decision should be made in closed session. You'd be correct, Ryan, as far as the dollar amount that that person might be to handle that transaction.
But I just think in the interest of making up, you know, that day or the next day, I think that's great, and you'll be far more likely to be successful. But in doing so, we're going to have, you know, somehow the council is going to have to approve a certain dollar amount, which I didn't, unless it's advertised on the agenda, I don't think we can do that tonight.
I agree.
It is on the agenda.
We close session.
Close. Yes. closed session is on the agenda.
Enjoy.
As well as Daniel.
And I guess we can.
Acquisition of Daniel Water shares is on the agenda, both items.
So, are we going to do it now?
No, what we'll probably do is go into the closed session, come up with it, and come out, and then make that into a public meeting. Because you can't make a motion in public, in closed meeting.
There you go. Okay.
I think it's wise if we do that. If that's what we're looking at and build out, we're not even close to what we need.
No, like 2,000.
That just tipped the scale, obviously. We need to do this. This is the time to do it.
Well, and the other side of that coin is, once it goes, how do you get it back? You don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about the safety deposit box?
Yeah, so we have a motion to have a lock box. I think that's a smart idea, so I'd love a second.
So wait, lock box, or are we talking safety deposit box at the bank?
Deposit box.
I want clarification.
Okay, you're talking about a bank safety deposit box?
Yes. Unless you want to get a full-fledged safe. I don't feel secure about having just a lock box. That's too easy for somebody to pick up and walk off if they want to.
I thought we already had one, so.
No, it's been discussed.
Safety deposit box. I thought the certificate.
I make a motion that we invest in a safety deposit box.
For all the.
For all towns' important documents.
Okay.
Where do we bank?
We bank at Zion's, they do have them.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. We have some money there.
We have some money there.
At our accounts, maybe we got a free account box. Okay, so we have a motion to get a safety deposit box. Do we have a second?
I second it.
We have a second. We have a second? Any discussion on it? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next question. Do we have to worry about who has access to that?
We do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would think the same people that have keys and many of the, that'd be the same signature people would be those people.
Do you need to motion that?
Let's do that motion.
Thank you.
To clarify, so the signature for the bank would have to be the same people for the safety deposit box. Do you want to have something different?
So moved.
I think that the people that have the signatures at the bank should have that's who should be have access to it.
So there's three.
Okay.
Okay.
More or less?
Yeah.
Have to be us three.
Yep.
Do you want me to look into getting one?
Yeah, that's a motion.
Better get one. Get one a little bigger than what you think.
You got a big one?
Get a bigger one than what you really think. Because you may not be able to have access to get a bigger one later.
Okay.
I'll check into it and see what.
So who is the signers? You?
I am one.
Me?
You?
Sherry?
Me.
Sherry?
Yeah, that's it.
That good?
That's it.
Okay.
Let's have a motion for that then.
I think it should be you too.
As long as the engineer's not on that list, I'm happy.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
And then a motion for that? Those three?
I think that was your motion, wasn't it?
I make a motion that the three people that have the signatures to access the bank are the same three people that have access to the safety deposit box.
You have a motion? Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
First and second, any discussion?
I'll look into it and give you the details before you make a final. How big you want and that kind of stuff.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Safety deposit box is passed.
It's good, good idea.
Okay, so. Moving on to Daniel Municipal Water. Any comments or concerns there, Shelley?
I spent the whole day on water today. I tried to get lean. Gary would like a lean on that Aubrey Green's home. So I spent the morning over at the courthouse. They do not do that until a form is filled out, a lean form. So I would talk to Sherry, she didn't do them, and then I talked to Mary to see if she did those.
Is this a meter's turned off that you haven't paid their bill?
Yep, this is the one that's almost $5,000. So, and Gary was told that that she might be in the process of getting ready to sell the place.
So we can, so we can get on the lien and we may not get...
Yeah, so if we can get the paperwork filled out and then I can take it in and get it recorded. So.
They don't have those applications at the courthouse?
No, if they did, they wasn't willing to help me with this.
You might be able to get something online or something.
Yeah, online.
Yeah. So I did that this morning. We had just a fun time getting meters read again, but I think they finally did. Those in Storm Haven that have been had high bills are still high bills, and it's all on new thing, so.
I needed to hear that news this evening. I have some phone calls to make.
Yes, and we did
maybe
check.
When I get back.
I did check some things Eric had asked me to, and we checked like the one person's and then the ones next to them, and they didn't have high meters, just ones.
So for 2 months, I did a little comparison amongst folks on the system, and so through discussion, might be able to understand the situation better. Okay.
So anyway, so that, oh, sorry, but that's Storm Haven. But Daniels, I think, is, I didn't know, I just found out, I didn't know Neff's is up and running. But Gary's, I
hasn't been a few months, it's been up and running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of this. And I've been waiting, finally, called Gary and I said, you know, I keep getting told that there are these people living in this house, but I don't got anything. You know, where's my application and where's, and he's like, So he's working on it, but he said he didn't really want to deal with it until he dealt with Kip Fingerters at the same time, because Polaris has to put all those meters in. So,
and he's on, is he using, I mean, they got their CO in there?
They've got their CO, they are using the water. It was jumpered for a short time, then we got a meter that leaked. We ran that one for a while, and I'm trying to look up the date and I put the new meter in.
July 5th.
So
the meter's been in since July 5th.
And is this is a bigger meter?
It's a 1-inch meter.
A 1-inch.
Okay, and I believe he understands that was a more expensive meter and
yeah.
such. So I would think with a few hiccups for the first few months, a minimum billing anyway. Would that sound reasonable to...
Because, I mean, I got the readings today, and that's why I said, so there's nothing on these. And he's like, no, because there's no meter. And I'm like, okay. So
there's
I just clarified. I mean, there is a meter, but there's no, I don't have anything in. I said, so I'm just clarifying. They've been on for three, this is their third month, and we haven't billed them.
So why can that get read?
He hasn't given me the meter number that I have to turn into Polaris to
for that house only.
Assign that meter. Do you have it? Oh, can you email it to me?
Look at that.
Text it to me?
Communication, I
yes.
love it.
Well, Gary was going to get on it today because he was quiet when I called him last night and I said, Gary, is this really happening? And then he's like, yeah.
Storm Haven's probably kept him occupied.
Yes, it has. And he doesn't like the first months either. So I think that is now worked out. Kip Bangerters, he was going to set the meter, but he said that the toilet is on top of the meter box.
It is.
So he can't
set it. Oh, the Porta John?
Yes. So he can't set it, but he doesn't want to give me the meter number to the other because he wants them done at once. But I'm thinking, let's get them both. Let's just get them if we have them. You know, get them in.
Is it hard to get that number by chance?
No, he was sending it to me. So I will call Polaris tomorrow.
It's in Eric's email. For some reason, yours won't pull up on my phone, but it's on my computer.
So I'll get it from Eric, and I'll call Polaris tomorrow. But do you want me to just send them a generic bill?
I would think that at this point, just saying, you know, you're finally up and running here, you've been on since July, you have to catch up. I don't think it'll blink an eye, and if he does, we'll deal with it. If he doesn't, we don't have to deal with it.
I've had to work with him on the broken meter and everything. If you send him a bill for July and August, I don't, you know, the minimum bill, think he would bat an eye other than pay it and say I knew it was coming.
All right. Okay. I will do that.
Because
Gary did go get my
con.
Yes, what?
What's my meter readings?
Well, then we can go look. Okay. But, at a minimum, he's got July and August that he was up.
Yeah, so he's not paying higher loans.
So we're not asking for anything we wouldn't, you know. But if he asks that they use more than the minimum, we can go read the meter and find out.
Okay.
When I replaced the broken meter, it wasn't rating very high. I mean, he was definitely using water, but it wasn't tens of thousands of gallons.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if he was over the minimum.
And so our 1-inch meter was, do you remember?
40, it's normally 35, it was $10 more, so 45.
45. So you have to plug that in.
That's why I wondered if it will be in Polaris, because the big 2-inch meters are in there.
Probably this is our first one.
But I'll check. So, but Gary did go get my contract that they have to sign, that I'm supposed to have signed before they get their water turned on.
Especially the newbies, all the, yeah.
He went and got that filled out for me and brought right back to me. Because I said, Gary, I gotta have this. You know, and he was doing the same with Kip. So I think that Daniels, I think, is doing good.
Great. I know you mentioned.
I had him sign that before we issued the building.
Oh, did you?
We did it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have one, so. And then Stormhaven is doing, like I said, the people that are, was high last month are still high. The bills went out, but not everybody, I think they did pretty good on their water this time.
And are bills either getting paid or getting close? Are we still having some of those issues?
Gary did pick up a paper from me at the past due. He didn't want, you know, notices to go out yet. He's just handling
he's
that.
Handling it.
So, and it, you know, and that's okay. If that's what he wants, I'll do what he wants. So he did pick that up. When I was going through, I think the ones that are still late are late.
And all the big ones are used at the pain, the big ones,
yeah.
Most to the phone.
Yeah, we have a couple big ones that one in Boots' home is back to $1,000.
Is he paying it?
He hasn't paid for a month. I think 2 months. I looked today, he had paid last month.
Okay.
So, but I think other than that, everything's going, you know.
Obviously, the guy that said he'd be here tonight isn't here.
Oh, yes. McMillan? He had a very big water bill. His bill was $1,000 or $2,000. He called me and said, I see that I got my big bill. I left town. I didn't want to run out of water because he has a pump. He didn't want the pump to, so he left the water on. And then he left town for 3 days. And that would probably be why we was out of water a lot of it, because... And that's what I told him. I said,
that's
yeah.
Assumption.
Okay, sorry, that's an assumption. And so he wanted to get help on his bill. I told him, well, you may come in front of the council, but I think if your lack of just running it, but I told him he was more than welcome and he was going to come, but obviously he didn't. So.
We would let anybody come before us to. So that was rightfully said.
Yeah.
Great. As far as the pump, Stormhaven, I've heard that we didn't find any magnitudinal leaks when we pressured up, and everything's fairly running smooth.
Yeah. So the new well is up and running. I reported last month. I thought we were a couple days away. Turns out we were about a week away. But we did get our temporary operating permit, and the new well is up and running. Since it's been running, I believe the complaints on low pressure have stopped. Interesting thing we came across is the new pressure and the two manual gauges on the new system are all reading 40 PSI. The old pressure gauge is still reading 65.
Wow.
So we did have a few resets because we went ahead and lowered the pressure to 40 to keep the old gauge at 65. So everybody should have the same pressure but not better pressure. And so that's been up and running. We are still required drinking water since we have to have storage. Even though our new well produces more water than our booster pumps used to, and so we have a higher instantaneous peak, we still have to have storage, and so we do need to get in there and replace the broken pump and get two pumps that work there. And what we got in the approved plans was a solenoid valve. It's a fairly cheap valve that will fill the tank if it ever drains. So that part of the project still needs to be done. But we have a temporary operating permit. Water is flowing from the new well into the system, and the complaints have stopped. I've been up there and watched the meter a couple times. It's moving a lot of water. So I think this is the first time we've had a meter I would consider accurate, had faith in, as a master meter coming out of the well. I've seen it read 160 gallons a minute, and that was its high, 140. Another time I stopped up there, and I've seen nothing below 30. It's been below, between 30 and 60 gallons a minute every time I've looked at it, with a couple really high spikes. For reference, old pump maxed out around 60 gallons a minute, and we were flowing 160 gallons a minute last week. So I think we're way better off than we used to be there. That said, I think it just speaks to the demand that is this year just went through the roof. Everybody started using a lot more water out there, and the old system was not equipped for it. So we have a few more things to do. We did get the final invoice, well, what we thought was the final invoice today. CDBG just got back to us, so one little kink that's going to throw us over budget. Thought we did a great job. Engineering did go a little over budget. We had some water, we had a lot of water right issues. We had a lot of other challenges. Engineering went over budget, but that was part of the CDBG grant. CDBG grant, we finished with $1,500 to spare, and I had a plan for $1,500. Thought we did a great job. CDBG just got back to us and said that they did their wage analysis for the Davis-Bacon wages, and we didn't pay the driller enough. And so we need to go pay two drillers $3,000 a piece, roughly. And the driller, the contractor asked me, so we did the whole job, you used this approved rate, we did everything, why is that, you know, is that my responsibility or does the town help us out? We approved his rates, we had him do the job, he did the whole job, he granted us more work, we did change orders all based on what he was paying.
Great to work with, yeah.
And then we got this letter Friday.
And I'm missing the link. The state says we did put from Davis-Bacon, we didn't pay some of these guys something.
So Davis-Bacon has different, you know, labor, driller, they didn't have a well driller helper or whatever that was. So when that happened, you applied to Davis-Bacon for a wage decision. He submitted what he was paying them and said, is this enough? And they ignored us from April till now. And so we moved forward with the project based on the assumption that it would get approved, because they always have in the past. This time they came back and said, nope, actually it's not. It's a difference of $6,000. My opinion is we owe him the $6,000. It wasn't it. I mean, he bid based on what he was paying them. We did change orders based on it was approved. We moved forward with the project, and then this came out of left field for all of us.
If he was clear and honest all the way down the line and it's a state issue, I would feel the same way you do.
And so it bugs me, because I thought we were doing a great job and going to finish with just a few dollars to spare. And then my plan was the meter we put in has a cellular connection we can buy for it, and software we can set up for about $3,000. $1,500 left in the grant, so it's going to pay for half of it out of the grant. We were going to get meter readings every 15 minutes on my phone, so I didn't have to drive up there anymore. And we were going to have a new software so that eventually we would stop hearing about buildings not being collected, and it was all going to be paid for. And then Friday, that plan went to hell in a handbasket.
I would still say,
think that's a good investment.
I would say put that plan together, because you know those monies aren't big dollars, and that sounds like it's a good plan. And so, you know, from that point of view, I'd like to hear more about that.
Okay. Well, so when I could pay for it half out of the grant, I thought it was a no-brainer. Now it's all out of our pocket. I still think it's a good idea, but I do think we need to compensate the driller for that, the roughly $6,000 that none of us knew were coming. And I mean, we could have budgeted a little differently had I known. I was trying to get the. It was a grant, and you play the game. You know, maximize how much you can get out of the grant, and don't leave much on the table. And then this kind of came out of left field.
So Ryan, will you clarify? Was it the driller or the driller helper? Because you've said both.
It was the drill helper.
Categorized.
Yeah, I can send you a copy of the letter. But there was one employee classification that we had asked for a clarification on, and that was the one that came back wrong.
Okay.
So was the. The driller have to pay that person?
So the driller has to pay those people and demonstrate that he did that to Cheryl before CDBG will release the money to us before we can pay.
Is this the part of that $5,000 pulled out for any miscellaneous stuff or no?
No. Well, no. Okay. This is different on top of that. No. It's the first time I've had to go back to a wage decision that wasn't adequate. And in this economy, I'm really confused on how that happened, but they did a great job. At $60,000, you'd argue it. At $600,000, you just pay it. And at $6,000, it's like, well, it's going to cost about that much to argue. So what do we do?
Take care of it, get it done out of our hair.
I think we look at it as we've got almost $500,000 from CDBG in the last 2 years, and near $1 million since the town was founded. I think we pay the $6,000 and say that's the cost of getting great free money from time to time.
And we're going again in January.
And we're not done asking.
Yep. 3 months, we're going to have some notes.
So okay. Stonehaven residents should know that's $115 a piece for those 52 residents just to catch up those wages.
Oh, right. Is that something on the warrant yet, or you got it Friday?
No, it's not on the warrant, because I just got it Friday. I got the invoice today around noon.
Do you need to pay this month or next month?
I haven't given anything to Mary. It'll be next month.
Do we need to move on before that?
Potentially.
Now's the time.
Can we do it?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, you can include that with the warrants. We'll just make sure we include that and...
That's what I was asking. If it didn't matter, we'd do it next month. If it kind of matters.
So who does that need to be paid to?
It'll be paid to Lane Drilling.
Thank you.
And so, like I said, they sent me the invoice today, but they didn't have that extra $6,000 on it. And I would rather have them go back and let's do one more invoice and be done rather than do that whole invoice process twice, because it's a long, painful process.
Will you just make sure you email that over so that I can enter that first thing tomorrow?
Okay.
So when warrants are approved, she can get the checks cut and signed and out?
Okay. I'll do that. By the time we get through all this process, I mean, it may be September before we are ready to write Alan Lang the check, but if we...
So you're saying you don't want it approved with this set?
If we could put it in this motion, it would be great. Before CDBG pays us, I suspect it'll be September, because...
We're waiting for them to pay us before we pay.
Because we're going to wait for...
Yep.
CDBG to pay us.
So that could be part of the motion.
So in other words, you just want me to hold it till...
Right.
So
if it's approved, it'll be sitting there, and when we pull the trigger, it's paid.
But if we could approve it so that we don't have to wait for the meeting, if CDBG puts that money in our account, let's get it to the driller before the September meeting. I'm just stating in front, I think it'll probably be close to the October meeting before we get CDBG to hand us the check.
So I make you a motion.
Let's make it so. That amount. Well, when we do the warrants, we'll just add, Mary will add that to the warrants. And then we can approve the warrants.
Okay.
But that comes from the warrant. Okay.
I have on Stormhaven Water. And like I said, we've got those pumps to replace and a little work to do. So we're casing Gary and see if we can get that done.
Good. I have heard that. We've not had any complaints. The pressure's been good. We haven't had any big leaks.
I think we have enough. I think we have enough supply now to cover up our leaks.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've fixed any major leaks.
It's not that far off from the meter that comes out of there to the usage. It's...
Well, like I said, so we've had a meter on the old well, but I always questioned its accuracy.
Right.
A lot. And we replaced it, we did work to it, but in the back of my mind, I always took it with a grain of salt. Now we have a brand new meter that I have a lot of confidence in. We're reading right in the range, it's supposed to work, all these things. I'm anxious to take some readings now that we've got it up and running, partially through August, so September will be our first month we can do this.
Yeah.
But we've got readings on the meter in September, and we've got readings on the system in September, and we can start to look at unaccounted water in a more meaningful way, and that'll help us quantify our leaks. Pretty sure we're just going to say we have some major leaks, but we can actually quantify it better. I think a lot of the water we were reporting before as leaks was just meter inaccuracies, because I have a hard time believing that some of those readings we're getting from that master meter.
Right. Well, just for your information, the meter there read 991,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. Adding all the rebate together was 857. So closer than you think.
Sort of, but that meter had 600,000 gallons on it before we hooked it up because of the pump testing we did with it.
Right, that was just for that month. That wasn't the meter reading, that's how much water went through. So yeah.
To the old?
Mm-hmm. The old one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also right. Accurate, you think.
So ironically, the new meter has about 1 million gallons on it too.
Oh.
But about 500,000 or 600,000 gallons was pump testing, and then it's been going up about 200,000 to 250,000
yeah.
gallons a week. So we are going through about 1 million gallons a month.
Yeah, it's we're right there. It's moving some water.
So will the new meter, because I get that paper that says Stormhaven tank,
uh-huh.
Will that new meter now show on that? Because the old meter is still showing.
So right now, both of those are manually read. That $3,000 will hook it up to where we get a signal. We get reports of what the meter used every in 15-minute intervals every day.
Okay.
And that's where that's what I would like to have hooked up, because I'd really like to understand not just how much we're using every month, but how much we're using in peak hours and peak days.
That's
it would help us quantify our storage, which is the next battle we're going to have with drinking water in Storm Haven, is that we don't have adequate storage. And so that good data will save us a lot of money on a tank, or at least delay our tank a little bit if we need to.
So next question. I noticed on the water for Storm Haven, not water, but for the power bill, there's a 1 and a 2 now for Storm Haven. Do you know what the difference between the two billings would be?
So in the month of August, we hooked up a new service and then terminated the old one. So next month, it should be back to 1.
Okay.
So, but there was about a week where we had 2 services running.
Okay.
And then they converted it all back to 1. So this month, I can see that. Next month, it should be back to 1.
Okay.
And I don't know what to tell you on the power bill. We've got one pump running 24/7 now, but it's running very efficiently, as opposed to 3 pumps running very inefficiently, part-time. I don't know what power bill's going to do.
It was kind of exciting.
We'll see. Part
of me says it should go down, the running 24/7. I don't know. I'll let you know next meeting.
Does that have a demand charge by chance?
Yes, but... Yeah, so they'll charge us for that peak.
For 15 minutes.
That 15 minutes will be lower than what it was previously, because the peak 15 minutes was 25 horsepower running. Now it's only 115 horsepower pump. So by definition, the peak has to be a little lower.
Oh, yeah.
But if the average power use is higher because it's running 24/7, I'm going to guess it's going to work out to be about a wash. But it could go either way. I would hope that running efficiently would go down, but you never know.
That is a key word, efficiency.
Maybe. We'll see you on the dollar figures.
Until next month.
Yeah. The way I would really like to run that system is the pump that's in there works just like it does, except that it pumps at its peak efficiency point, which is almost 200 gallons a minute, fills a big
tank,
water tank, shuts off for 3 or 4 days, and then runs at peak efficiency and fills the tank back up.
Yeah.
We're close.
With $1 million, we can build that tank, and then we can run the well pretty efficiently.
Then we'll see.
And it'll probably save $10 a month.
Pay several thousand for
a
solar panel,
so
they
could
help
me
for 3 days.
Oh man, there's another maintenance item.
Yeah.
Solar's free, right? With regards to the additional items that you need over and above the 6,000, mm-hmm. just put a plan together for that for next month's meeting, and then I would agree that we probably need to do those things too.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep, middle of the winter.
We're ready to water drops.
Well, I hope the pump replacements and that solenoid valve are in, because I think our temporary operating permits will be done with those on October 15th.
Oh,
just get an extension.
So, yeah. So hopefully that'll be done. The meter, I think, is optional, but it sure would be. To be able to collect that data would really help make the arguments that we're going to need to be able to make.
Right.
Or prove that it's as bad as we think it is.
Yeah.
But we do need the reading either way.
But either way, the reading would help at least. It would avoid an engineering study, which is code for Ryan goes out there and goes, well, I think.
That'll work.
Awesome.
Yeah, Storm Haven then, and Daniel, any other questions with regards to those systems? Thank you, Ryan. That caught us up to date.
Thank you, Ryan. I know you put in all that. Over.
I think it finally paid off.
It seems like thumbs up. Great job. We'll move on to item number 8, approval of council meeting minutes, August 5th, 2019. Council members read that. Chair will entertain a motion when one's ready.
So the red line comes through here. Had a hard time getting that out. That little copper wire wasn't taking it for some reason.
Entertain a motion. Ready?
Motion to approve the August 5th, 2019.
We have a motion to approve. Second?
I second it.
We have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? None? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved for August 5th meeting, council meeting. Mayor, turn the time over to you for recorded office, warrant approvals, announcements.
Okay, Comcast 10106, office space 200, Smith and Harvickson for reader 14992, Utah Department of Finance. So.
Yes.
Polaris automatically summarizes what the billing is for their amortization schedule. There's no way for me to go in and fix it. And so.
Now you're talking the main bond water bill.
Yes. So last month we paid it. They called and they said, well, bad news. Either we need to send the check back and you're going to have to reissue it, or you're going to have to pay an additional $175 because you can only pay additional increments of $1,000 each time. So it's $175 short. So to make sure it wasn't late, I told them we'll just make the difference up. And we're going to try and redo the amortization schedule through Polaris. But once that schedule goes in, usually it's been short, so I've had to go in and do a manual check to make up the difference, is how they've had me do it through Polaris, or how Polaris has had me do it. But this time it was lower, and the amortization schedule that was in Polaris, so I just paid
what they
the
told you.
Higher amount. Well, no, the higher amount, because that's what was in Polaris. I don't have any way to change it.
Oh.
So anyway, that's what the 175 is.
Okay.
Polaris quarter lease, 500. Wasatch Wave for election cancellation is 5086. Employee compensation hearing, 5086. Fabian Vancott for Schultz Federal, 1,417. Schultz State Case, 1,553.08. TO Engineering for planning is $1,505. Engineering, $222.50. Grady application, $35. Witz, $341. Turnells, $105. Lloyd's, $812.10. Dominion Energy, this is for an excavation permit for Witz, was $213.25. Brady Cairn, $52.50. Bangeters, $152.50, for a total of $7,636.63. Then you have Public Works, Eric's Hours, and we had LGM submitted bills for snow removal from back in January and for February, so that was a total of $400, so $1,375. Then council payroll, commission payroll, for a total of $16,899.57. Daniel Municipal, CenturyLink for data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power $170.58. Chemtech Ford $20. TO Engineering for $146.98. Sampling $302.50 for a total of $687.81. And then payroll. So a total of $1,397.81. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy, $908. So again, I was just talking about the power bill. There was two different ones. So the first one is $64.87. Second one was $388.41. Chemtech Ford for $40. Another one for $40. Utah Leak Detection for $659. Laughlin Engineering, $7,254.70. TO Engineering, $6,168.07. Sampling, $35, for a total of $14,658.66. And then payroll, for a total of $15,083.66.
Okay. Warrant's been presented. Any questions from council? I do have one for Ryan. I know at times past we've had some jobs where my mind stuck more to the building application and how much is the cost between inspections and you know that dollar amount. And I think we've talked in the past maybe of getting a
little better breakdown of some of the bills from TO?
I think it's time to update that again. So we keep a spreadsheet of how much we collected and then how much each spent.
Okay.
So I can bring that to the next meeting. To be honest, it's been a crazy summer, so I don't know that I have it all updated perfectly, but we will get it updated.
And even if it's just, you know, whether it's updated for the whole year or I guess that would be the best if we're close to it.
Yeah, we try to look at it once a year and make sure that on average, you know, we're still doing okay on average. And I think we fall behind with everything going on, but we'll get that caught up and report back.
Okay. And if no other questions, shall I entertain a motion to approve the warrant?
I make a motion to approve the August 2019 warrants.
Are we approving it with the 6,000?
6,000. I would like that to be the motion as well, because we don't have that warrant on here.
And where are we adding that?
September's not on.
Stormhaven?
Yeah, part of the Stormhaven well project.
What August, September?
This is going to be from all of August bills.
Oh, August. I'm not reading it right.
6,000.
Stand correct.
So the 6,000 additional, plus whatever was in the grant. So
where's that? Stormhaven?
My phone just died, so I can't look.
I have that here.
That's yeah.
But it would basically be whatever's in the grant, whatever was left in the grant plus the 6,000.
And that was my understanding as well.
Okay, which I think is okay, because we've already approved to spend the grant money. So I think, I don't know that explicitly needed an approval, but the additional 6,000 would.
So the Stormhaven, Mary, has changed it to 21,083.66.
That's with the 6,000.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so, Mayor, for the motion, are we adding that 6,000 on to 15,083 for the total, or are we just going to add that to the line item for Stormhaven?
No, I thought that was part of the motion we needed. We were passing.
I'd like to make the motion to approve the warrants for August 2019 with the addition of the $6,000 for the Stormhaven water to be $21,083.66.
Perfect. We have a motion. A second?
Well, second.
And we have a second. Any discussion left? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Warrants approved. Additional payment to make sure the driller gets taken care of. Shall I obtain a motion to go out of regular session and go into closed session?
So moved.
We have a motion to go out of regular session into closed session. Do we have a second?
I second it.
First and second. Discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are out of regular session and